Welcome, Photon Warriors. Commence strategic maneuvers at audible command signal. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin.
Jackalope Radio presents Movies Hate You. Movies Hate You, with your host, Rob Housechild.
I surprise you. Hey, welcome to the Movies Hate You show.
To the Movies Hate You show.
Oh, I forgot about that. I forgot about the little musical accompaniment. We are live tonight on Jackalope. So this is the Movies Hate You show. I am Rob Housechild. This is to my left, or your right? You're on my left.
Steve's left.
My venerable Asian valet, Mr. Ree. Lee Peterson.
The Occidental version,
Lee Peterson.
I walked on your...
Sometimes you're white, sometimes you're Asian.
Sometimes.
You walked on me. You walked on my intro.
All over the...
And Todd Sheets producing in the booth.
Yay!
So, in a booth somewhere, a peep booth,
Spinning the dials.
Yeah. He produces from a peep booth. See, you didn't like that joke.
I like that
joke. I had to say it twice. Anyway. See, Todd laughed.
Hello. We're live. So what's in the news today? Well, first of all, since we're live,
we can take calls.
Remember
last time we took calls?
Last time we took calls, it was a crazy...
Two times back
crazy,
when we took calls. Yeah, it was crazy,
crazy stuff. Quentin Tarantino called in.
That's exactly true. I'm not convinced.
Could have been Spielberg.
The Movies Hate You show, also known as the Wild Eye Radio Hour.
It's going to take some getting used to.
Speaking of Wild Eye, Wild Eye, our sponsor, a company which I also own, it's not a conflict of interest because I'm being transparent. Complete transparency. I own the sponsor of this radio show that I host.
It's Synergy.
It's something. Is that illegal?
In some states...
Okay, well, it's not that then.
With a horse, it's legal.
Todd Sheets says it's okay. I'm doing it because we lost our sponsor. I can't get any other sponsors. I asked Todd to get me a sponsor. He came up with some pizzeria, like, Goodfellas Pasta or something.
It was good for you.
Yeah, but it's like, why am I going to be pitching some pizzeria in Missouri?
Well, it was owned by Asians. I thought Mr. Ree would like it. It was Chinese.
I'm going to do it, man. I'm doing it. We have a brand new website, wildeyereleasing.com. Go check out what we do. And since you filled out envelopes this week for me, you're part of the whole thing.
I know, I'm part of the family.
You're part of the family now.
Weird cousin.
You go way back. You've been a supporter of Wild Eye since the beginning, Mr. Ree. I owe you for that. I owe you. At least on the air live, I can say thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Yes.
I'll say that.
There you go.
And if you want to call and say thank you...
Yeah, to either one of us.
To anyone.
Well, you can say thank you to Todd Sheets for all those great movies he's made over the years.
Exactly. And the number for that is 310 or 310, as we say in New York. 310-928-7857. Once again, that number is 310-928-7857. And don't forget to put a 1 before that first digit, because I always make that mistake.
And don't put an 800 in front of it, because Todd's not paying for the call.
Exactly. So,
Damn right.
Give us a call. Tell us what you think. Give us praise.
Tell us what you think of what?
Of anything. Tell us what's...
No, listen, I want to hear from... I'm really interested, because I work with a lot of independent filmmakers, and I'm really interested hearing from some independent filmmakers. I want to hear some horror stories. I want to give some advice to independent filmmakers. I think it's a service I owe back to the world. I've been blessed to have worked with some very good filmmakers.
Name a couple.
I didn't want to name names because then if I don't name them all, then I'm being partial and I love them all equally.
Okay.
It's not fair, dude.
You gotta love one of them a little bit more.
I'd keep that to myself if I do.
All right.
Whichever one is making the most money for me, that's the one I love. How about that?
All right. Well, how about
that's not fair. Independent films don't make money. I'm just kidding.
How about which one do you love the least?
Have you made a film yet?
That would be me. Right?
That would be you then.
Okay.
But since you haven't made a film, right. I'm going to say Todd Sheets is my least favorite Wild Eye filmmaker. And you want to know why?
Why?
Because I don't have any of his films to release.
But you'll be soon.
I hope so. I heard on the grapevine, maybe.
Well, what's coming out?
Notice how quiet he got? I like
that. I'm not saying a word.
Yeah, forget it. Listen, we're just sponsoring the show. I'm not here to pitch movies for an hour. If you want to check out what we do, wildeyereleasing.com. Go check it out.
Exactly.
Anyway, and also, Todd, I know you haven't gone to our brand new redesigned website, but there's a huge link to the Movies Hate You show there. And also at the bottom of our partners, there's a direct link to the Jackalope site. So people can go right to Jackalope and see what you guys do.
That is awesome.
Todd doesn't think so.
Well,
you got silent again.
I'm not silent.
Are you not happy that there's a Jackalope link? Should I have asked you first?
I'm so pleased.
I should have asked you. I'm sorry. I think we have a call.
Is that a call? Really?
Is that a call, Todd?
Telephone?
That's just your icon on Skype. Oh, I'm sorry. Right. I got excited for a second there. I see this red button. It's like a little telephone receiver in a red circle. Should I press it?
I don't think so.
You know, people are probably nervous about calling in. I'm a long-time radio listener, and I've never called into a radio show.
I've been listening to radio since I'm in my teens, mm-hmm. and I called a radio show.
Did you get through?
I did. I got through. It was a local station, and they were playing a song, and I had to guess the song. And I guessed the song. It was a Black Flag song.
Wow.
Yeah. It was that kind of station. It wasn't... You know, it was like an independent freeform radio station. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, you know, well, we have Z100 here in New York. Like, that's where you can hear, like, the, you know, whatever the latest.
Is that a rock station? I honestly.
Bare Naked Lady song is or whatever. I don't know.
Is there classic rock?
There is. There is one class. There used to be three, I believe, and there's one classic rock station left. Yeah. I think that's Q104.3.
But classic rock now is Soundgarden.
Well, that's Pearl funny. Jam, if you put that on, you hear like Nirvana, and I'm like, Nirvana's like yesterday to me because I was like college, and I hear that, and I'm like, that's not classic rock. Like, classic rock Zeppelin is classic rock.
Yep.
But no, you're hearing like stuff from 10 years ago. It's like, you know, Chili Peppers, like, it's classic rock. Here you go. I'm like, so old. Forget it. I quit.
Sorry
I'm
to
out.
Bring everybody down.
Well, anyway, 310-928-7857, but forget that. Let's pretend no one's going to call.
Okay.
I know it's a rare thing, but no one's going to call, so let's go. What do you got?
All right. What do I got? Mandy Patinkin came in today to the theater where I work. Mandy Patinkin.
Nobody wants to hear
Nobody
that.
Cares about Mandy.
Nobody cares about Mandy
Princess
Patinkin.
Princess Bride, come on.
Patinkin.
The Battleship Patinkin.
Mandy Patinkin, isn't it?
Recently,
you know, he did something. Nobody cares about it.
No,
Princess Bride is a classic rock.
Yeah, but check this
so
out.
Long
but check
ago,
this out. Like a couple you know? Weeks ago. Did you
Indigo Montoya. Remember him?
Did you read this? Did you hear this? Like a couple weeks ago. A guy. Okay, Indigo Montoya, I think, is his character's
name.
Indigo Montoya. And he says he keeps
killed
saying
my
line,
father.
I am Indigo Montoya, and I'm here to avenge the death of my father.
He does not say that. He does not say that. I'll tell you what he says, because I'm a geek. Hello. My name is Indigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. That's exactly what he says in the
That's
movie.
What it is. Okay. So
and I haven't seen that movie in 10 years.
So somebody created a t-shirt
that
has a one of those, it looks like a one of those Hello, My Name Is stickers.
Yes, yes.
And it's filled in in pretend pen. Below it, it says Hello, My Name Is Indigo Montoya. And it says
and
that.
And it's a composite and it all makes up his head. It looks like Indigo. It's a big composite of all these. Hello.
Okay, I had that on my
wall at one point, and I got some positive reinforcement for putting that up.
A guy was wearing that T-shirt, and the TSA wouldn't let him board a plane. I'm forgetting the story exactly. It could have been that he was already on the plane and was thrown off, but for some reason they took what he had on his shirt as a threat, as a direct threat, because it says, I'm going to kill, whatever it says, I'm going to kill your, I'm going
to kill prepare
you,
to die.
Prepare to
it
die.
It ends
Thank
with
you.
Prepare to die.
Prepare to die. That's not allowed on your t-shirt. So apparently the stewardess asked him to...
But he made it to the plane?
That's what it was. He was on the plane, and the stewardess, I remember now, the stewardess asked him to remove the shirt, and he said, I don't have any other shirts. Everything's in my luggage, and it's all stowed away. I don't have an overhead bag. Apparently, he was complying. You know, he was trying, and I think they suggested that he turn the shirt inside out. Finally,
yeah,
that was...
there you go.
But come on, how?
But,
I, how
but it turns out on the other side was the same message.
They said we're bombed.
On the other side was dynamite.
Right.
Weirdly enough,
how could you possibly be that stupid to think that the guy was, if the guy was a threat of some sort of doing something on the plane, why would he advertise that fact in advance on his T-shirt?
Well, you know,
it's like saying I'm a terrorist.
I don't know. It's kind of a hateful message. Prepare to die.
If you don't know the context, but I guess when
in
he
a free
was first
country,
confronted,
he should be able to wear it. But how far does that go? I think that people, and for myself, every time I get on a plane, there's a little bit of, in the way back of your mind, there's a little bit of, what if there's some crazy on this plane? What if there's a shoe bomb or something? You know, you think that because of this whole thing that happened, you know. Mm-hmm. Even though it's 10, 11 years ago, it's still fresh in your brain if you live through it. You know, if you were... Maybe it's... What was this guy from New York?
I don't remember the details. Yeah. I don't remember.
I think it's even more for New Yorkers. Like, this area, getting on a plane is, you know... It's always in the back of your mind.
It is, but, you know, it seems like...
So why let somebody on the plane who's going to kind of bring up those feelings? You know, almost like... But if he had a racial slur on his shirt, yeah, it's allowed, free country, but do you want that in close quarters where people could start getting into arguments over it and fight, disrupt the plane, disrupt the schedule?
Well, I don't think that's really the business of the airlines to determine what
Why
is appropriate and what isn't appropriate as far as...
You're paying them. It's you get in my car, I tell you where you don't sit shotgun unless I tell you you can. You don't turn the radio to a channel I don't want to hear. You don't sit in my car and start touching stuff. It's their car. It's their airplane. Right?
True. I'm not saying they shouldn't have the legal right to do it, but I'm saying it really isn't any of their business. And I think we've gone so far into insanity now with this idea. And I haven't been on a plane since 9/11. Or, you know, a couple years before that.
You were on a plane on 9/11?
It's a long story, but yes.
Oh. How did you get out?
I had to stop over at the Empire State Building.
Ah, gotcha.
No.
You were the guy that they saw parachuting out.
Yeah, well, yeah. Maybe.
You were the drone.
I was the drone.
Yeah.
And I'm going to drone on and on.
Why?
On.
Yeah, why are you droning? Why did your voice just drop?
Because I am a drone.
Are you feeling a little, you know, dominated by my voice?
A little. Should I?
Well, you're the venerable Asian sidekick.
I'm
so
showing you my neck.
You should.
That's what dogs do when,
yeah.
when they're...
Yeah. The belly.
The belly.
The cat. You're showing
yeah.
the belly.
Show the belly.
Show the belly.
I give.
I trust you.
You demand.
I trust you to stab me 56 times in my stomach.
Yeah.
That's what it says. How are those calls coming in, Todd? Mr. Reeves running out
of
steam.
I've got 90,000 of them, but I hold them off.
All right. Hold them off. Can you screen them and find out what they want to talk about? Because I don't want another goof with somebody pretending to be somebody else or something.
I know, man. I know.
All right. Who's our screener tonight? Call screener.
I'll do it.
The TSA, maybe?
Do we have a call screener? You're the screener? We have a producer and a screener right there.
Hey.
Right here. He's the screener.
Excellent.
He's a TSA screener. You know, are you going to fondle little kids in wheelchairs, man?
Can I put my pants back on, Todd?
What the heck are you talking about?
Oh, stop. You know what we're talking about. Don't play silly.
Anyway, so yeah.
So go ahead.
That's pretty much the end of the story.
So wait, what happened to Mandy Patinkin?
Mandy Patinkin came into the
Did you tell him the story like you're telling our listeners?
I was, you know, my first thought was, oh, I wonder if he's heard this story. And then my second thought was, well, of course he heard this story.
He's Indigo Montoya. Of course he heard it.
Why wouldn't he have heard it? Yeah. I heard it probably, you know, days after he heard it, if anybody heard it. And how many people have asked him? I mean, I don't take him as the kind of guy that gets necessarily recognized or accosted on the street but maybe. I mean, he's got a beard, and he's, you know, I had to be really looking at him to recognize him. I don't think I would have recognized him by his voice, but that's all. Manny Patinkin, he's kind of cool.
He's kind of cool.
Princess Bride's a great movie, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Andre the Giant.
Great. He's a great actor.
He was great, yeah. He was.
Did you ever see that one he did with James Spader, where they played, like, gamblers?
No.
It's a good movie.
No.
It's a good movie. The Music of Chance.
The Music of Chance, of course. Yeah. Actually, a friend of mine did the music for that.
Oh, then. That movie. But you had no idea what I was talking about.
Did your friend
the music for The Music of Chance? Was it The Music of Chance that he wrote? What was
he wrote the solo soundtrack.
Really?
To Music of Chance. Yeah, that was his... his name's Philip Johnson. He's a jazz musician. Quite good.
Great movie.
Great movie, yeah. I totally forgot about that movie. Totally forgot about James Spader in that. When you said James Spader, I was thinking of Crash.
Yeah, well, Mandy Patinkin's in that too.
Is he in that too?
Well, I don't know. Is he? You tell me.
He should be in that. He's in Elmo Goes to Grouchland.
Is he?
He sure is. He's the villain in Elmo Grouchland.
Well, he's kind of a villainous dude. You know what? An interesting story about him, and I don't know why we're talking about Mandy Patinkin, but we can. Why not? Because that is the nature of this show. We're just going these crazy tangents. But, and I love that all like the horror fans are listening and thinking, like, they're going to talk about horror. Sorry.
No. We might.
No, we're, yeah, we we're might. A sliding scale. We go across the board here. We will talk about Mandy Patinkin a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And we won't talk about Texas Chainsaw Massacre reboots. How do you like that? Yeah. There's 20 other shows on Jackalope you can hear for that. Don't come here for that, please. Yeah. Come here for other stuff. Come here for the outskirts of cinema.
You come for the outskirts and you stay
for the Asian co-host.
Yes.
There you go. Yes. Okay, so Mandy Patinkin, I read this story that he quit. He's on one of these, or he was on one of these CSI-type shows. Was it Numbers or Skeletons or CSI Rape Kit? I don't know. It was something, right? So he's on one of these like weekly kind of CSI shows where there's a tech geek and they're going to solve the serial killers in a garage somewhere with gasoline. They don't know. They're going to bust down the door. So he's like, you know, the boss in this show. He quits. He just quits the show. And he said he got tired of doing this like Rape of the Week thing, you know, where it's just like he thought it was some kind of going to be a little bit intellectual, maybe a little bit of like sleuthing and police work. And it's just, they all have the same formula, all these shows.
Yeah.
All these Law and Order type shows, you know, Special Victims and Not So Special Victims and all that. So he just, you know, I thought that was pretty cool. Walk away from a paycheck and possibly hurt your career by walking off a show, successful show.
Right. I mean, who's lucky enough to get or fortunate enough to get a hit show?
Yeah. Well, he is.
He is.
Yeah.
And he was on St. Elsewhere. Is that right? Is that where we get to know him? And what was he? He was on something. Back in the day.
I remember his big breakout. I remember even when I was a kid, he was in Evita, the original Broadway production.
Right,
that was his. He was Che Guevara. Mm-hmm. That was his big breakout.
Right, he was a big theater star when he took on whatever, I think it was St. Elsewhere.
Was it St. Elsewhere?
With Howie Mandel.
I thought you were mixing him up with Howie Mandel.
No, I think that they were
both. Because they do younger versions of both look similar.
Right, right. He was definitely on that show. Our fact checker's checking it out right now.
Yes, we have. Get the intern.
Yes.
Get the intern. Yeah, he looks like a shoe cobbler nowadays, doesn't he, with that beard?
I mean. And he would sing opera, I think, on the show because...
Oh, of course.
He sort of integrated that into his character, but...
Yeah.
But...
Let's ask the... he was on Taxi.
On Taxi,
for one episode. That's nothing. Let's see.
I had to be in Princess Bride.
Alienation. Yes. Remember that movie? Love that movie.
Yeah. And
James Caan.
And it was like 10 years later that I actually got the pun. Alien Nation. Alienation.
Really?
It was, seriously, I'm not proud of that. It was like 10 years later.
I was 10 and I got it.
Wow, I got that.
Now, I don't really see anything that
these
says...
These are just movies, though. Ooh.
Right, but...
Are his TV credits...
Here, Chicago Hope.
Chicago Hope. Okay, thank
That's
you.
What you're messing
That's
what up
it is.
With.
That's what it is.
Yeah, Chicago Hope.
Right, so that's probably...
Dead Like Me. He was great in that show. That was a really underrated show, Dead Like Me. Remember that show?
I don't think
I saw it. The girl, the toilet drops on her head and she dies, becomes a ghost. And Mandy Patinkin runs this group of ghosts that have to go, like, kind of make things right, kind of steer things into correct direction. But ghosts are like, they fall in love, they have sex. You know, they're
is it Patricia Arquette? Is that
no, show?
No. I don't know.
No. So what's the show that he quit? Where is it?
Criminal Minds?
That's it, Criminal Minds. Yep. That was it. Yeah. Crap. All right, well, enough about him.
There's Groucho.
Okay, intern, anyway. Go away. The intern has left. Okay, so if we need any more research, we're doing it ourselves.
Okay, yeah, so, yeah. Awesome. So, Princess Bride...
Enough of my favorite. Next topic. Ask people to call in. Anything but Mandy Patinkin. No more.
If you have any questions
gone.
About Mandy Patinkin.
Mandy Patinkin. Who now you personally know because he walked into the movie theater you work at.
Or, if you are Mandy Patinkin,
yes.
Give us a call.
We could have him clear up how to pronounce his name.
Exactly, because we've said it like 10 different ways here. That's 310-928-7857. Again, 310-928-7857, and some local charges may apply, is that what they say?
I don't know, Todd. You tell me. Is that a toll-free call?
It is not.
Just a regular call.
Why? And why is it an LA exchange? I can't figure this out. We're in New York, you're in Kansas City, and the damn phone to call is in LA.
That's because one of our offices is.
Oh, God. Yeah.
See, it makes sense. I knew that.
Well, we need an office in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to do this show from LA. How do we do that? Can we go to where that phone number is and do the show from there?
It's 3 hours earlier, so we could get halfway there before the show starts.
We can do the show at, 3 p.m.?
Yeah. Well, right. If we leave now, it's 3 hours earlier, so we get there.
But it's 6 hours to get there.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not going to work.
No.
Could we take a time machine and do the show tomorrow?
Yesterday. Yeah,
we wouldn't do it tomorrow if we took a time machine. No. Or we could if we flipped the time machine in the other direction. Because usually a time machine, people want to go back and correct things.
There's always trouble with those things. You always hit a button wrong or something, you end up in the dinosaur age. Right?
If we were to go back to the Old West, we wouldn't be able to do this show.
We wouldn't.
No.
They didn't have podcasts. Did they?
Is this Todd? Is this a podcast or radio show? Or
this
internet?
Is a radio show with an archive. I don't even use the term podcast.
I don't understand the different terminology.
I don't either.
Is this a smodcast? Is that what this is?
This is a crackcast.
Because I know Kevin Smith has what's called a smodcast. Mm. So I don't want one of those. I want a podcast.
No, we better not do those.
Okay.
Whatever Kevin Smith has, we don't want.
Exactly. Yeah.
We don't want.
What is that?
Those are jean shorts.
Is that what he has?
Yeah.
How about a gunt?
Hockey shirts.
Does he have a gunt?
A gunt. He probably has a gunt.
We don't want one of those. Yeah, we don't want gunts.
No, I don't
want. Or we don't want hockey jerseys.
No.
Hockey jerseys are forbidden from this show or anybody that comes on. If you're calling in to ask a question and you're wearing a hockey jersey, hang up. Right. We don't want to talk to you.
Unless you're 8 years old.
Well, unless you're five. Yeah, yeah.
Shouldn't be calling, though.
Yeah, but. if you're a grown man or woman and you're wearing a hockey jersey, you should just check out. Mm-hmm. At least from this show. I'm not telling you to kill yourself, but you should just check out of wanting to interact with us.
Yeah.
There you go.
But if you are wearing a hockey shirt and you feel like you're being treated unfairly, give us a call at 310- 928-7857.
If you're a manufacturer of hockey shirts and you feel slighted, because now, since the thousands of people listening to this are going to not maybe buy a hockey shirt, and it's going to hurt the business.
That's right.
If you happen to play hockey, but you don't wear a hockey jersey when you're playing, give us a call.
Give us a call.
Yeah. Or if you play street hockey with no shirt, give us a call.
Give us a call. If you're a lady.
If you're a lady, yes. And you play street hockey with no shirt on, the bra?
Optional.
No jersey, no shirt.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
Give us a call.
Good. Well, what's the number to do that?
That's 310.
I feel like we're shilling the phone call, the phone thing, the whole show.
7857. This is the last time I'm going
to
say it.
This is ridiculous.
310-928-7857.
You know, when you get to the point of where there's just always calls, people know the number. You know, like if you're a big-time radio person, you don't have to ever say the phone number.
Well, you know, a lot of radio shows have a clever, you know, a clever number that ties into their show. So
310-HATE.
Exactly.
That would be ours. 310-928 Jackalope.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And then, you don't get to like the Jack, and then it would just dial.
Right.
You can dial the ALOPE, but nothing's going to happen.
The extra E's for extra P.
The extra P.
That's a different thing.
Leave off the S for savings.
That's
right.
What I was
that's
thinking.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yep. Yep.
All right. So what is this? Well, let's figure out what this 310-928 turns out to be if you were to use the letters.
We need the intern for that, don't we?
We do need the intern for that.
Mm.
We do. Okay. Get the intern.
All right.
Okay. The intern's coming back. Yes, sir. Can I help you? That's the intern. You see how nice the intern is?
Beautiful.
And we don't pay him. That's a him.
That's a him?
It's a him.
That's why we don't
it's
pay
It's a shim. Him. All right, what do we got?
All right, well, we got
928.
928 would be WXYZ. So let's
Let me code. I feel like I'm doing code. Give me a pen. I'm going to do code.
W would be good.
That's what we're going to do. Hold it. Let me get a you give me a marker, so now I need a bigger piece of paper. What an idiot. Okay, so now 310 we don't use. That's out of it.
310.
So we go 9.
So 9 is WXYZ.
Okay, so it could be any of those.
Could be any of those.
Okay. Okay, now, go ahead. What is 2?
2 is ABC.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
8, we have TUV.
8 is TUV. Okay.
And then 7 would be PQRS.
Wait, no, let's do this first. 928. Okay. What do we got here?
Watt.
Zat. Z-A-T.
Zat.
Like the movie. It's missing a T.
Hey, let's
it's
talk
like
about
that movie
Zat.
I don't want to talk about that movie. Right. It's a horrible film. It's a Blu-ray. There's a Blu-ray out on that movie.
I love Zat.
Okay, so Zat. So we've got 310-ZAT-7857. So what's 7? What's 7?
PQRS.
PQRS.
8 is, of course, TUV.
TUV again.
And 5 would be JKL.
JK. Oh, there we go. Oh, Jackalope. JKL.
And 7 is back to PQRS.
Oh, God, this is horrible. The worst number you could have ever chosen, Sheets. Okay, what do we got here? Puke? No, P-U-K.
Oh, puke could be so good.
Pukes, yeah. P-U-K-S. Zat with one T. Zat Pukes. Call 310 Zat Pukes.
Now the calls will be
Now the
in.
Calls are coming in. Mm-hmm. No, wait, what else can we get here? Because this is this 7857 is good here. R-U-L-P. Rolp.
Well, I am.
No. Are you what? Wait, okay, so we got Q, U, no, we can't do anything there. S, U, K, S. There we go.
Zat sucks.
Zat sucks.
Okay.
Instead of that sucks, it's Zat sucks.
Zat sucks.
So it's like a German was, that Zat sucks.
Zat sucks. So if you're German.
Yes, if you're not.
Give us a call at 310-ZAT-SUCKS.
Got it.
ZATSUKS.
I love it.
Perfect.
I love it. I feel like we've actually done something for the station here. We've actually done. Todd, will you force every other radio show to use that call number? He's sleeping again.
I think Forget I can.
You think you can?
I think so.
You're going to force them to Zat Suck. 310 Zat Sucks.
That's
Z A T S U K S.
I
love
sucks.
That. This is why I do this show. Now, who wants to hear about movies? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And we just invented something here.
Wow.
We created something.
I'm exhausted.
Now we can sell it back to Sheets.
Hey.
If any other radio show uses this, they have to give us credit on their show for coming up with that name.
Ooh.
I'm going to put it in a contract. So then every show on Jackalope that does this credits our show. We get more listeners. They buy more stuff. Get it? We get more advertising revenue.
Ooh.
All right, Sheets, don't ever... Seriously, don't give that to anybody else, or I'm going to have a lawsuit up on you.
Gotcha.
See how quickly it goes from fun to business? That's how
quick
it does.
There, like a snap of the neck.
That's exactly like a snap of the neck, my little chicken. All right, so 310, Zat sucks. We're not going to say it. We might say it more now, because I always get where we go, okay, if you want to call... In other words, we have nothing to say. Can you help us, 310? Like, you know, that's what it sounds like when you're asking people to call. It's like, hey, if you want to call 310, Zat sucks.
That's right.
And then let them figure it out for the whole hour that we're on, how to dial it and what we meant by Zat. You know, was it an S? I don't know. Was it an S? Can we do Wat sucks? W-A-T? No.
A little Darwinism. Survival of the fittest callers.
Yeah. Let your fingers do the walking, man. Sure. Zat? Yeah. Or it's Yat. Y-A-T. Yes. W-A-T.
Or Wat sucks.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Mm. Not feeling
well.
Nah, I think it's Zat sucks.
Zat sucks.
Zat
to me.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Okay. Next segment.
I'm exhausted.
I'm done.
I'm going to take a shower.
The show over yet, Todd? What do we got left here? 2 hours? 3 hours? Jeez, man. Look at this. It's only, we're only halfway through the show.
We've only halfway begun.
We've only just begun. Well, that's a good thing. Because a lot of times it feels like we're just breezing right through.
Yeah.
So, go ahead. What do you got for me?
Venerable
Asian valet, what do you have for me?
Venerable
Yes.
Asian
what news do you have for me? You gave us some movie news. This is good. I like the weird, obscure, kind of sort of connected Mandy Patinkin type news.
Yeah, well, that's all I got on that front, really.
That's it? You've had a whole week to research.
You know, you're right.
I mean, what are you? Are you taking this seriously?
Well, half seriously. I take the first half seriously.
Is that why you're half
through the sack? And Exactly.
No, really?
But,
what did you find? What is this thing you're reading here when you walked in? Hold on. Let's talk about this.
This is so not going to translate. So
So explain how this happens in New York City all the time.
Right. What I'm holding in my hand here is I work in the in Greenwich Village, in the village.
That's the gay area, right?
Not if you work there. Not for workers, just for livers.
Okay. Livers?
If you live there.
Livers.
The village, yeah, the village, for people who don't know, is has always been like the arts, or the arts,
yeah.
Artistic people live and blah,
work.
Blah, blah, work.
So you're artistic.
I'm a little artistic. Anyway, as people who live in any city know, you have these little boxes where you can pick up newspapers.
They have those in towns, too.
In any place.
Not just cities, towns.
You put your money in there.
Podunks have those.
Okay. You put
they
your money
have
in
those,
and you pull
sometimes
out your,
they're free. Do you have free newspapers in Kansas, outside of Kansas City?
No.
Well, we have them.
If you go into Kansas City, can you get, like, there's a yellow box, you open it up, it's a free paper telling you, like, where to go to a bar or what kind of restaurants?
Sometimes.
Okay, so they do have free papers.
Okay, so we have those everywhere. They're,
yeah,
like
every corner.
Every corner. And since they're
homeless
free,
people use those for bedding and to wipe their butts. And
sure.
They do.
Sure. And so you never know what you're going to get when you open one of those. Whether you're going to get a newspaper.
Could be newspaper,
or
puke.
Could be. I've found
used
both
condoms.
Of those things. I've,
yeah.
Well, it was unused, and then I returned it used.
When I used to do my magazine years and years ago, it was fanzine, say it's a magazine, we used to put them in there. We used to throw them in there.
Mm-hmm.
Throw them in there.
It's a great way of putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
And that's what someone is doing. With a, I don't know what you'd call this. This is a person.
It looks like a rant to me.
It's a rant.
But you found this before.
I found this before, and who knows how long the guy has been doing this. But he's putting all of his thoughts down in really small letters, which is always a first sign of a crazy
mental illness. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good handwriting, which is, I don't know if it's always. They go hand in hand, but
could be OCD. He could be sociopathic.
Could be,
yeah.
But he covers both sides of a sheet of paper with very small scratchings, and what they are he has something to do with show business. Apparently, I mean, at least that he's immersed himself in show business, and
he could just be an old queen who likes.
It's probably
old
just
movies.
An old queen.
Yeah.
The name Dick Fogel is on it.
Now, who is Dick Fogel?
F-O-G-A-L-L. Dick Fogel, perhaps?
Dick Fogel.
Dick Fogel.
You say Fogel, I say Fogel.
That's the whole thing. Anyway, the whole thing reads like, you remember when Larry King used to do a quote-unquote column for USA Today, and the whole thing was just the rant.
Yeah, just
non-sequitur rants
of
a crazy man.
Of consciousness.
I think that bagels are proof of God.
Yeah.
Maybe stuff like that.
Yeah.
That doesn't makes no sense. So that's basically what this is. It's two pages back and front of weird non sequiturs that all have to do with show business.
They all have to do with the movies.
They all seem to, yeah.
For so instance, that's why it's valid for you to say it's not going to translate. That's
okay,
why
well,
I wanted,
you kind
of
need
who
to
is
see
this
it.
Picture, though?
There's a picture.
Well, look, imagine, you know, crazy writing. Imagine crazy person made a Xerox two-sided crazy writing. It's like primitive form of a blog.
Right. Exactly. The guy doesn't have a blog, probably doesn't even have a computer, and so everything's handwritten.
This is his computer.
Hand-drawn.
Yeah.
And he always puts a little, like a black and white headshot, like an old headshot of some old B actor.
Yeah.
This one happens to be Anthony Isley.
Wow, Anthony Isley.
Some genre credits. But let me just read you a couple of things at random that are part of this guy's crazy mind. And there's also little caricatures that are actually kind of good of Tallulah Bankhead or somebody. They look like little, like something you would put on a cocktail napkin. So at random, Sylvia Sidney and Alfred Hitchcock did not get along. That's the entire.
Is that proof? I mean,
I don't
can
know.
You prove that? Can Dick Fogel prove that?
If anybody can, Dick.
If Dick is out there,
and he's very out there.
If Dick is out there, give us a call.
Give us a call, Dick.
And how would Dick call us if he has a phone?
He would call 310. Zat sucks.
That's right.
Z-A-T.
Right.
S-U-K-S.
We should rename the show. It's the Zat Suck Show. Da, 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 da. And then no other show could use that phone number. Todd would have to get a new phone number for every show, or they'd have to pay us a royalty every time they used it.
Ooh.
See what I'm saying?
We'd be royalty.
You always got to be thinking business, man.
Yeah.
This is the problem. You can't just sit here and say, I love movies. I'm going to get involved in this. You got to really think, how can I turn it into cash?
Yep.
What's your problem, man?
Woody Allen has finally agreed to direct me in Wait Until Dark in my dinner theater non-equity tour down south.
Nice.
I don't have to lose weight. Actually, he spelled it loose weight. I think he means lose weight or get a facelift. I'm not the scary part. Feel for the crux of the song, not the crotch. I think that maybe that's a separate
crotch. What?
A separate thing.
Crotch. I'm confused. Now you don't know this guy, right?
I don't know this guy. I only found his rants on two different occasions, and I'm so happy.
Keep the other one?
I kept the other one.
Yeah, good. Yeah, now you have a global collection.
A couple months ago,
I found a couple in my time working in Midtown Manhattan. But they weren't movie related. They were very conspiratorial, like Governor, Mayor Bloomberg had her rape squad come out and capture me for 3 days, and my mother was trying to call and couldn't find me, you know, like stuff like that. Weirdo stuff.
Yeah, that's what you usually see in this kind of writing. It's usually about 9/11 or
exactly
something.
Yeah. But this is just like, the delusion's there, Woody Allen's directing me.
Yeah, it's definitely...
Unless that's a quote from someone else.
Well, that's the thing, is everything is in quotations.
Right.
Everything,
right.
There's quotation marks on
everything. As it should be, as everything should be.
So it's really, really hard to tell.
Well, here we go. I went to the open call of Drag Queens Playhouse production of Camille. I coughed through the entire reading, so they put me in... The coughing chorus. How do you like that?
Is it supposed to be a joke?
Is this like a humor? I mean, this could be, like unfriendly. This could be a real outsider writer discovery you've made here, like a Bukowski.
Yeah, it's a little Andy Milligan. That's the vibe I get.
Yeah, I'd say it's more
bitter,
Milligan than
bitter old queen who's delusional.
I wonder what Milligan's last writings were.
Right.
A chickpeas, and it's P-E-E-S. See? Get it? Chickpeas?
That's a pun, then.
It's a pun. Yeah. These are all puns. You're reading it wrong. He's not crazy. He's really creative and smart.
Dicky Poo Girly Girl is, I guess, the name he's going by. Dicky Poo Girly Girl, and it says copyright 1949, whatever the hell that means.
Oh, God.
Oh, here's a good one. Steve Buscemi is working on his Adam's apple to make it bigger. And his eyes to be smaller to play the Don Knotts story on CBS.
That's brilliant.
A two-nighter. Lee Strasberg has faith in his transformation. Ilya Kazan to direct. Marlon Brando was runner-up.
Does he know half these people are dead? I mean, does he have any clue? Like, this guy, you know, this is like an Ugly George kind of guy. Wow. You know, I mean, he's just kind of
a little delusion here.
Kind of in the apartment, the rent control $200 apartment for the last 30 years in your own feces. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think time is standing still.
But that's all right. We can find some good tidbits.
James Whale wanted Louise Brooks for Bride of Frankenstein, but she wasn't available.
Huh.
Is that true? I don't know.
I like the Buscemi story
That's better.
I like the Don Knotts. Why hasn't Buscemi played Don Knotts?
He should have.
Has that ever really been talked about? This guy just hit on $1 million idea.
I think that I think people have made the connection. I think. Somebody made the connection between Don Knotts and Mick Jagger. Excuse me, because they're actually. If you do look at them, you put some long hair on Don Knotts, or take the long hair off of Mick Jagger, and you have kind of the same guy.
Yeah. Really?
They took different directions, basically I think the features are there.
No, but Buscemi's Knotts to a T.
Yeah.
I mean, the lips. I mean, look at this. Look, that's the same person, father and son.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Absolutely.
Well, there you go.
Well, so anyway, is that it for this?
Well, no, there's still, you know, we've barely scratched the surface.
Let's not scratch too much. Some of this might rub off on us. Yeah, exactly. You don't know where that paper's been.
I saw Hoagie.
Why aren't you wearing rubber gloves handling that paper?
I saw Hoagie Carmichael composing on his laptop in Starbucks on 14th Street. That's what he says.
Yeah. In 1910, he saw this.
Yeah.
This is like I'm waiting for Gilbert Godfrey to come out from behind the curtain. Hoagie Carmichael. You know, we're talking about people and things that the average listener to this show has no interest in.
Yeah.
We've totally isolated our 20 to 40 demographic. We're going to have people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s listening to this show because we're talking about Mandy Patinkin, Hoagie Carmichael, Anthony Eisley, Hawaiian Eye, stuff that's been buried in vaults for the last 40 years.
Right.
Why are you bringing this to this show?
Don Knotts would be listening.
Don Knotts would be listening.
He would get this stuff. You know, when Soundgarden is classic rock.
I guess I don't want to deal with the fact that we're old.
No.
Older. We're not old, man. Mm. That's not a bit stupid. People are living longer than ever.
It's been 25 years since Princess Bride came out.
So what?
Not to keep harping on it. Well, that seems
feels like yesterday. Andre the Giant was in it.
Right. Andre the Giant's been dead because he died there.
He's been dead for 25 years.
That's all right. I don't want to live in a world where Andre's been dead for 25 years.
I don't want to live in a world where he's been dead at all.
Yeah.
Is this the sad part of the show? Is this the part where we prove that we're old, even though we just tried to say that we weren't?
Yeah.
Todd, how old are you?
22.
22?
Yeah.
How old are you?
22.
Get out of here, you clown. How old are you? You've made 22 movies. How can you be 22?
I'm so cool that I'm 22.
You're not cool, dude. I mean, you're cool, but you're not cool 22. You're cool like 32 or something, right? How old are you?
12.
Do you consider Soundgarden classic rock, Todd?
Yeah.
No.
Nope. There you go.
What do you consider them? Modern rock? Watch the language, man.
Oh, sorry. Crappy. Yeah, we're live.
We're live. Well, let the FCC deal with you. Yeah, you know, it's like if I did it, though, I'd get a phone call on Wednesday morning. You don't like Soundgarden? I mean, wait, just forget this other stupid talk. Really?
Really.
Oh, God. This is the guy I call him, and the phone mess. I'm getting Enya. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Todd. Iron Maiden. It depends.
New age phase.
Could be.
I call Todd on a Monday. I get Iron Maiden. I call him on a Thursday. I get Enya. I'm like coming or going. I don't know what I'm doing.
And Enya's no longer new age. She's classic age now.
Classic age. She's just new age. Duh. I mean, have you seen her lately? Seriously?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, Soundgarden, in Todd's opinion, is not a good band, but are they classic rock? Even if you don't like them, Todd, try to take your ego out of the question and just say, yes, they're classic.
It has nothing to do with ego. It has to do with suck.
No. I know, but we don't operate on that kind of heavy metal level that you're operating on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it, man. I get it. But for our listeners, man, just for our listeners, like, would you say Soundgarden's classic rock and it sucks, or is it just rock and it sucks?
I don't know.
Semantics are. What?
I can't really answer that question. I don't know. I don't consider it classic rock. It's too new. It's grunge.
It's new and it's grunge, see? It's not new.
70s even doesn't seem like classic rock to me. Sure, well, maybe 70s sure does now that I think about it, because I'm thinking Zeppelin, but 80s doesn't seem like classic rock to me.
You don't think like Todd, Judas Priest, classic rock?
Classic rock classic. In some ways, classic metal in others.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Now he's splitting hairs.
No, because sometimes Priest was a metal band, but sometimes Priest was like a wannabe Kiss wannabe band.
One or two albums only, man. Turbo Lover or something. Is that what you're saying?
Hideous.
I love that. I love that video with Rob Halford's head on the little pole position car. It was like just a primitive CGI, but it was so. Then it was like so cutting edge. You were like, oh my God, look what they've done. They've sold out. They've sold out with CGI video game video for their bad song.
Yeah, it's awful.
You need to remember that. He was so metal, he didn't even watch MTV.
I really didn't much.
You know what I just found out? Jim Florentine. We've been talking about the prank phone call.
One of the best fantastic prank callers to ever live.
Terrorizing the... Jim Florentine terrorizes the telemarketers. If you're into prank calls and you haven't heard those, 5 volumes, the funniest thing you'll ever hear.
Amazing.
But he hosted the MTV's the metal show, didn't he? That metal show, is that what it was called?
No.
He was a host of something, yeah.
So, really?
Yeah.
Jim Florentine?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah. If only we had a computer and an intern.
Well, let's get the intern.
Look it up.
Intern?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. That's you doing that. Wait, let's get the real intern. Can I help you?
Oh, yeah, that sounded so much better.
No, that was the intern. Yeah. Hey, you're going to make fun of the person's voice? They're working for free, you idiot.
You're right. Sorry.
All right, so Jim Florentine, I love this, surfing the net on your dime. Jim Florentine, host. Okay.
Or MTV, whatever.
Okay, here we go. That metal show.
That metal show, he was the host of
that. How do you like
that?
I know he was on Crank Anchors.
Crank Anchors. You know what?
Oh, he's still alive? No, I'm just kidding.
He's my age. My God.
Ugh, he's old. He's got a ton of... Look at all this stuff. Jimmy Kimmel.
I sometimes forget what...
He's like the funny guy. Because you kept saying that metal show, and I'm like, no, that's that dude, Eddie Trunk. But yeah, he's like the co-host of that metal show. He's like the comic. He's like the equivalent on that metal show like you are. Like, he's the... foil, in a sense, to Eddie Trunk. I'm like the Eddie Trunk character, and you're like the Jim Florentine.
Like the breakout star, in other words. That's kind of how
You're kind of the guy that's been around for like 20 years and never really landed anywhere of any substance, but now you're here as like a foil to a guy who's accomplished.
A star would be okay.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
Yeah.
I don't mean that in any kind of negative way. I just mean you're like the Florentine to my trunk.
Mm. Okay.
Don't you want to be the Florentine to my trunk?
Well, now that you put it that way.
I mean, you could go be the trunk of your own show somewhere if you wanted to.
I don't want to be anywhere near your trunk. No offense.
Todd, can Mr. Reed get his own show? No? Okay. See what I'm saying? Like, you're not ready yet. We're getting you there.
Not ready for prime.
We're getting you there. We're gonna do 1 week. I'm going to get sick. And you're going to come in, and you're going to do like an Alfred from Batman. You're going to put the mask on with the old face underneath. And you're going to stop crime for an hour while I'm recovering from flu.
And people will be convinced that it's
people
really
will
me.
Think I it's, mean, it's no, they'll
it's
think
you.
It's me.
They'll think it's you.
And then you, but you have to start it by saying, Mr. Ree is sick. See what I'm saying?
Oh, Mr. Ree is sick. Trail. Yeah, sure.
Well, then why put the mask on if you're not going to pretend to be me?
Should we be talking about this in private and not on the air?
No, we can work it out right here. Okay. I want the listeners, like I said, transparency. I want the listeners to hear what really goes on behind the scenes of this show.
Okay.
I mean, this is a real show. I mean, we sit here all week and produce this thing.
We do.
Come up with this stuff. Yeah. It's crazy. We have to. You know how long you had to walk around the streets to get that piece of paper?
And every word is written down, and we don't deviate from the script a single
No. Wait a minute. Now
every is written.
No. Let's not lie now, because look, we have a new on the Jackalope page. We have our new art is up. Our Movies Hate You art. Not as much fun as the Jim Kelly art we had up, but I wanted something that matched the new Wild Eye releasing site. And
it's a little moody.
It's a little dark. Yeah, it's a little dark. I wanted it to be a little dark, but it's got brightness here. Yeah, it's a little dark and moody.
I have to admit, I like the Jim Kelly much better.
I do too, but I felt like I was co-opting somebody's movie poster to do a thing. It didn't have its own life and its own kind of brand to it. You see what I'm saying?
Poop, poppycock.
Well, I feel like all your other shows
cut out
that.
Poppy.
Like, yeah, cut out Poppy. I don't want to use clip art and stuff. You know, like if somebody wants to draw some art. We'll take submissions. That's movieshateyou@gmail.com.
That's right.
I didn't even tell you. We didn't even give that. We've been giving out the number so much that we screwed up and didn't give out our web address. But we're coming to the end. So if you do want to email us, that's movieshateyou@gmail.com. Send us some art if you don't like our new art. But we do have a new copy, too, that says, this is unscripted stunt radio. We say that. Unscripted stunt radio.
Stunt radio.
That's right.
Yeah.
The fact that it's not scripted is the charm.
Extreme radio.
Extreme radio. That sounds like something Todd Sheets would say. Extreme. Oh, that is what Todd Sheets says. Extreme entertainment. Movies with guts.
I wasn't making fun of that. I was just saying.
Yes, like you were. Like you just want me to take the fall for it.
Like if you put extreme in front of any sport, it makes it sound extreme tiddlywinks. Sounds better.
Extreme tennis.
Extreme tennis.
All right. I think that's it
anyway,
for me today.
Yeah,
I think you should go.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we should both go.
Can I get you a coffee or anything?
No, I'm done. You're my valet. I'll need my the shoes that I took off and left outside.
All right, I'll bring
the car around. Make sure there's bullets in the guns.
Okay,
and
I like to leave one chamber empty though, little, just for fun.
Yeah, but a little smoke. The smoke grenades are in there.
They should be in there.
Good. Yeah. All right, so that's it.
Well,
good. Finish it up. Let's see how good you do. Do trunk. Hello. I'm Florentine now. You're Trunk. Do it. Quickly, we're running
out. How much time we have? Two minutes?
Yeah, like 2 minutes.
Well,
dude.
Then, good. I sometimes forget what year I'm living in because, you know, just now with the Jim Florentine thing, right?
Yeah. We don't have this much time.
We have a minute, right?
Producer?
Yes?
I forget that you can just look things up. And in a microsecond, you have all the information at the tip of your fingers.
That's
for
right.
instance, yesterday or over the weekend,
I discovered a show
called Beyond Vaudeville, like a public access show. And I was like, this is fantastic. It wasn't until today that I just went to the internet, went to Wiki. Within a fraction of a second, I found out everything about the show, that it turned into an MTV show, et cetera. Well, the whole weekend I was thinking, wow, I wish I could find out more about this show. I wish there were more episodes.
You could have just sat down and
I totally forgot. I could just wiki this.
Oh, you're kidding me. This
no,
is a joke.
I'm totally
this
serious.
This is a joke,
totally
Jay.
Serious.
All right, enough of you. So maybe next week you'll be back.
I'll
after
try.
That, after that, antidote. This is
the opposite of dote.
Mr. Sheets, Todd
right.
Sheets,
yes.
The filmmaker, producer. Thank you for producing this show for us. Thanks for helping us out, joining in. And thanks for bringing us all these great listeners. Thank you all for listening. Mr. Reed Lee Peterson. Thank you for being my Jim Florentine. And we will see you next time. This is the Movies Hate You Show, signing out.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And...